lesions due to breast cancer. Now, there are four ways in which the skin can become involved in breast cancer, as I've outlined here. In general, the incidence of local regional recurrence following breast-conserving surgery that involves the skin, it can be estimated as high as 32%, depending on your patient population, but usually the figure is about 6 to 10%. About 5% of about 5% of patients who've had a mastectomy present with chest wall recurrence involving the skin, and the incidence of metastasis beyond the ipsilateral breast or ipsilateral chest wall that involves the skin is about 2%. Regardless of how it evolves, it's a disease that has a significant patient impact. Now, from a medical or biological perspective, it is a marker of advanced disease. Average survival following diagnosis of skin involvement with breast cancer is about 31 months, and skin disease also tends to present around about the same time as distant visceral metastases. In addition, because of breakdown of the skin barrier, these lesions tend to develop into bleeding ulcers and they tend to become infected. Psychologically for the patient, it's a shift from a disease which was curable to one which is now incurable, and there's also a daily visible reminder of disease progression, which has an obvious impact on patient quality.